This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, first name Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, date of birth, May 17, 1973, the date of evaluation, October 12, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 49-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient reports an industrial injury dating to approximately May 2019, period. At that time, she inadvertently walked into a steel baby bed, period. She had subsequently developed pain, but later went home, period. However, once at home, she noted worsening pain, period. She was then evaluated at John Muir, M-U-I-R, emergency department, period. She underwent MRI of the involved shoulder, period. This revealed a tear, period. She then went through a course of physical therapy. However, she continued with pain, which she rated as 10 over 10. Pain is especially worse with lying on her right shoulder, period. It is not improved with Solan's pause, ibuprofen, or other over-the-counter medications, period. Pain radiates down to the forearm and back of neck, period. It varies from sharp aching to a dull pain, period. Typically, it is 10/10, period. D. Patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. D. Past medical history. 1. Irregular heartbeat. Next number. Thyroid cancer, next number, protein C deficiency, next number, asthma. B, past surgical history, partial thyroidectomy, September 23rd, 2021. B, medications. Atenolol, 50 milligrams, one daily. Estrogen, daily. B, allergies. Penicillin results in hives. Norco results in headaches. Codeine results in hives, period. B, family history. Her son suffered from a CVA at a very early age due to protein C deficiency. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, although she had smoked in the past, period. She further denies history of alcohol or drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain, period. Otherwise, unremarkable, period. She does have history of heat and cold intolerance. Review of systems, otherwise, is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure, 97/63, comma, pulse, 74, comma, respiratory rate, 12, comma, height, 64 inches, comma, weight, 130.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal exam, demonstrate right shoulder with decreased range of motion, period. There is severe tenderness on abduction, period. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. There is mild crepitus present, period. The impression, 49-year-old female seen preoperatively, period. She has evidence of restricted range of motion and tenderness involving the involved shoulder, period. She is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, exertion, or abduction of the arm, period. Furthermore, she has had progressive disease such that she now requires surgical intervention, period. Her ECG reveals a sinus rhythm of 70 beats per minute and nonspecific ST/T-wave abnormality, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.